Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, you guys, and welcome to the Inner Growth Podcast. If you're new around here, hello, my name is Carolina. I hope you're having a beautiful day and a beautiful week. And I'm really excited to be chatting today with you all because today we're going to be talking about 25 things that I have learned in 25 years because I just turned 25 and it is so crazy and so cool to be 25 because now I am closer to 30 than I am to 20. That's insane. But I'm also the type of person that loves getting older because the older I get, the better I understand myself, my needs, what I want, what I don't want, what I like, what I don't like. And the more self-aware I feel and the more self-compassion I feel and the more I learn and the more I grow. And so I love getting older and I think it's a beautiful thing. And I'm excited to share with you guys the things that I have learned over the last 25 years. So that's what we're going to be chatting about. But just a couple life updates because I feel like I have not updated you guys in a bit. But this past weekend was my birthday. My birthday was on Sunday and I spent all of Saturday hanging out with Pedro. We made pancakes at home. We went on a really nice long walk in Prospect Park and stayed there until golden hour. We got tacos at my favorite Mexican restaurant and had some yuca fries and a marg. And then we ended up going to this really fun bar in the East Village here in New York. And what I did was I just told all of my friends to meet us there. And whoever could come, great. Whoever couldn't, it wasn't a problem. But I just wanted to pick a place and tell everyone to come so we could have a fun time together, dance, have some drinks, chat. And that was exactly what happened. And it was so epic, so much fun. I feel like I was just so joyful and so happy to be surrounded by people I love and feel their love towards me and just have the best time. We danced a lot and we stayed out until like 2 a.m. and ended up going to a karaoke bar at the end of the night. And it was just so much fun. And then on Sunday, we kind of took it chill. We were a little bit hungover, but not too bad. So Pedro and I went to a coffee shop that I love, got breakfast sandwiches and shared a banana bread and then walked a little bit. And then a couple of friends came over to our apartment. We walked around and then we were going to go to the Prospect Park Botanical Garden, but it was closed, sadly. So we ended up just walking a bit and then went to dinner at an Italian restaurant. We came back to our apartment saying happy birthday, and Pedro and I had baked a cake and my friend also brought another cake. So we just ate lots of good food and it was truly very lovely. And I felt very grateful for all of the messages I received, and it was a very chill but special birthday. So I'm feeling good, and I am actually leaving for my bachelorette trip this week. So when you listen to this episode, I will be in my bachelorette trip, which I am so excited about. We're going to Miami, going with 5 friends, so it's going to be 6 of us total, and it's going to be a good mix of yummy dinners, beach, working out, getting sunshine. We're gonna have a boat day. We're gonna go out one night to the clubs in Miami, which I'm excited about because I've actually never really gone out in Miami that much, even though my parents have lived in South Florida for like almost 10 years, I think. So it's gonna be a good time. I'm so excited. And those are some of my little life updates. So let's jump into 25 things I have learned in 25 years. And I tried to make these like deeper, bigger lessons that I have learned. So that's what we're going to do because this is Inner Growth, baby. And we love talking about mindset and energy and all of that on the show. So with that said, let's get growing and I'll see you guys on the other side. All right, let's get into it. The first thing I wrote down is self-judgment and guilt/shame are what perpetuate negative cycles that don't serve us. Essentially, a negative mindset and you not being on your side and you judging yourself is what creates the negative outcomes. It's not really other people. It's not really situations that are to blame a lot of the times. It's how we deal with things. It's our attitude about life. And I think I have struggled with self-judgment and with feeling guilty or feeling ashamed so much in my life, like a lot of my teen years, a lot of college. And I feel like in that phase of my life, I wasn't able to fully access my light and tap into my potential because I was so caught up in my head and in this negative cycle. And so when I started to learn about this and when I started to judge myself less and love myself a little bit more and accept myself a little bit more and kind of tell myself, like, no one's really judging you as harshly as you're judging yourself, or just being at peace with my decisions a little bit more, I started to notice that I stopped self-sabotaging so much and I stopped beating myself up about things, and I started activating a lot more positivity and a lot more success because I was being kinder to myself in how I spoke to myself and how I thought about my life and how I spoke to myself and how I thought about things and how I just went about my day to day. So that one is so powerful, and I just had to start out with that one because I do think that is something that I have really worked on and mastered in the last 25 years. Number two, when you become confident in yourself, people become confident in you. This one ties in a lot with needing validation from people, because so many people, myself included, you know, seek validation externally from people, you know, telling you did a good job or saying they're proud of you and all of that. And we base our confidence, we base our ability to feel good about ourselves on what other people have to say about us, which is why so many people get caught up in what will people say and what will people think if I go after my dreams or if I do something scary. And it's because you are looking out for their approval of you or their confidence in you. But ultimately, that's actually not how it happens. It happens the other way around. And you have the ability to validate yourself and affirm yourself. And when you're able to do that, and when you're able to cheerlead yourself, you're able to call in more success and you're able to reach your potential. And ultimately, people are going to see that you're confident. You know what's up. You know what you want. You're going after what you want. And they're gonna inevitably feel proud of you and inevitably look up to you or feel confident that you have your shit together, you know? So I really, over the last few years, have worked on learning to affirm myself, whether that's through writing out affirmations in my journal every morning or speaking nicely to myself and saying affirmations while I'm running or doing hard things, and really just believing that I have the ability to go after what I want and I just have to go for it and believe that it's possible. And that's what matters the most. Number three, gratitude and affirmations are simple tools that can change your energy for the better. This kind of ties in with the last point, but a little journaling practice that I have started doing recently that has truly helped me so much and that I try to do as frequently as possible. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I do it every day, but I do try to do it more frequently than not. And basically what I do is I just take a blank piece of paper while I'm having breakfast. I open my journal up to a blank page, and then I fill half of the page with affirmations and half of the page with gratitudes. And setting myself up for the day with this helps so much. And I swear, the times in my life that I have called in the most opportunities, that I have felt the most abundant, and that I have overall just felt like my best self, I have been doing this practice regularly. And I think it's just so simple. And that's why it's so easy to implement. And that's why it's so powerful, because you're able to be consistent with it more often than not. So the affirmations help you talk to yourself more kindly and get really clear on who you want to be and how you want to show up as in the world. And then the gratitudes help you tap into an abundance mindset, because they remind you of all the things that are already good in your life and everything that you can celebrate right now. So such a powerful thing I have learned. Number four, communication is the key to healthy and conscious relationships. I have had relationships in the past where communication was really bad, where people held things inside and weren't open with one another or felt a lot of resentment and just didn't know how to talk about hard things. And I have learned that it can start with you. You know, you can learn how to communicate better, how to communicate in a nonviolent way, how to think a little bit before you speak, and also how to be a better listener and how to be an active listener, you know, listening to understand the other person, listening and paying attention to what they're saying, actually, not just thinking of what you're going to say next or trying to give advice immediately or interrupting them. And all of those things can add up into creating really beautiful relationships in your life. And, you know, you can feel much more supported as a result, and just you will create more healthy connection in your life if you're able to learn how to express yourself, your needs, your thoughts, your feelings without blaming, without using extremes like always and never, and just learning to not point the finger out at everyone around you all of the time, and being able to look within and understand yourself. Get real with yourself about how you show up and how you communicate, and focus on what you can do more than what you need the other person to say or do or anything like that. Because if you start, you will be able to call in more respect, more understanding, and it is something that you can learn and develop over time. You might not be a great communicator right away, but it's something you can improve on. Okay, number five is most things in life are practices. And this kind of ties into what I was just saying, because a lot of things in life are not going to come naturally to you, and you're not going to be perfect at them right away. And so if you're able to develop a learner's mindset and just keep at it, keep doing it, face the fears, face the failures, face your inability to be good at it right away, and be okay with that discomfort, that will help you so much with getting better and growing, because we're not going to be good at everything. And as a recovering perfectionist, this is just something I have had to learn. And this applies to everything in life, whether it's working out, meditation, breath work, active listening, or journaling, or making art. Like, all of those things are practices. That's why people say, oh, it's my yoga practice, or it's my journaling practice, or it's my meditation practice, because that's exactly what it is. It's something that you are practicing every time that you do it. And it is not, you're not trying to, you know, excel at it every single time. And there's going to be days where you're better at it. There's going to be days when it feels harder. And that is just all part of it. Number six is progress over perfection, always. Tying in with the previous point, it's so much better to choose to be in a learner's mindset and just be in that practice and be making progress than being perfect at it. And most of the times when we're trying to be perfect at things, we end up falling to that zero or 100, where it's like, I'm either perfect at it, or I'm failing, or I suck, or I'm horrible. And that's not how life works. That's not how things are. You can do things and not be the best at it. You can do things and be kind of bad at it, but the more that you do it, the more progress you'll make and the better you will get. You might not get to perfect, but you will get really good. Okay, number seven, everything and everyone can teach you something. It's so important to be able to look at your past and take away the lessons and take away what that experience taught you and move on, than to be ruminating and mulling it over and always just beating yourself up about a mistake or beating yourself up about a situation or feeling resentful that someone did something. That is, of course, one energy you can be on when you're looking at the past, but you could also just look at the past and be like, okay, that sucked, but what am I taking away? What did I learn and what can I apply next time? And that way you're able to activate way more peace and also be way more present, because you're going to be focused on how you're implementing that lesson right now than on, you know, the negative emotions that a difficult situation activated for you. Number eight is give yourself more grace. And this is one of the most important lessons that I have learned over the last couple of years, because it's so easy for us to be so nice to other people and so understanding with other people and to not offer that same understanding towards ourselves. And it's really important to have that self-compassion and understand that we're just humans. We're just learning all of the time, and we are works in progress, and it's okay to have bad days. It's okay to make mistakes, and making a mistake or having a bad day doesn't mean that you were flawed and that it's a bad life and that you're never going to be able to feel better. And just give yourself that acceptance and forgive yourself, because you are going to make mistakes. It's normal. It's human. And by giving yourself that grace, you're able to carry yourself in the world with so much more lightness, And that's a beautiful thing. And even in this birthday that I just celebrated, I had a couple of people say this to me, that I am someone who shows up in life giving myself a lot of grace. And I think that that is such a good compliment to receive. And I think it goes to show how much I have worked on this, because I, as I said in the first point, used to struggle so much with self-judgment and guilt and shame and negative cycles and negative self-talk. And I think through my affirmation practice, through my gratitude practice, through learning to affirm myself and be my own cheerleader, or be confident in myself in different ways and accept my imperfections and choose to keep going, I have been able to activate this grace and this graceful approach. And it has been honestly life-changing. So I love this one. Okay, number 9, most things in life are temporary. So cherish moments, people, blessings, and special times that come into your life. Everything is temporary, good moments and bad moments. And when you realize this, you are so much better at being present, because things are fleeting, and especially big moments, like special moments, like birthdays, or the day after you get a promotion, or getting engaged, or getting married, or moving to a new place, or traveling, or running a race, like whatever it is. But these moments, most of the times, they're super short-lived, the good moments. And so in the good moments, try your best to be in the moment, to be present, and to be grateful, to be absorbing it so that it can live in your memories, and so that you can remember that day with so much joy and so much presence. And that's something I've been really trying to do more and more and more. Since I've moved a lot in my life, I have just become so aware of the fact that things are constantly changing, and that I'm not necessarily going to live in the same apartment, in the same neighborhood, always. And when you know that, you become so much better at being able to stay grateful and stay present. And I mean, I'm saying this in the context of moving apartments or moving, you know, cities or something like that, but this applies to everything, you guys. And it also applies to the not so great moments, right? Like the bad moments, or the sad moments, or the hard ones, or the angry ones. Those are also temporary. Everything is always like an up and down, you know? And so if you are also in that difficult moment, just remember that this too shall pass. Like, it is going to be temporary. It's not going to be forever. And it's crazy that the hard moments are the ones that feel like they're never going to end, and they feel like they're going to last forever when you're in them. And when you're in the really light and beautiful and joyful moments, they go by so fast, right? But they probably last the same amount of time. Like, you know, everything is always in flux. And so that's why it's so important to give yourself that grace, but also appreciate the really good moments when they're happening. Okay, number 10, everything has a trade-off. So when you make a decision, make peace with it. Just be happy with the decision that you make. And this is just something that is so important to remember, right? And I'll give a couple of examples really quick. So let's say you want to be fit, and you want to go and you want to start a workout routine, but you also like love to eat, and you love to go out and try new restaurants, and you want to have freedom around food. If you choose to go and move your body and at the same time have food freedom and have this really beautiful freeing mindset around food, you are probably, or most likely, not going to look like the fitness influencers that are promoting the workout program that you're going to do, because those fitness influencers are the marketing for their programs. So they're going to be doing their workouts multiple times a day. They're probably going to be like counting their macros and not eating that much, or like trying to be in a calorie deficit constantly. If you want to still be fit and active but not live your life that way, like be able to go to different restaurants every now and then, or have dessert on your birthday, or, you know, share bread at the dinner table, whatever it is, if you want to be able to have those moments, everything is a trade-off. So you just have to make peace with the choices that you are making, and understand that when you're saying yes to something, you are also saying no to something else. And that is just the nature of life. That is just how something is. So if you go to a bakery and you get a croissant and you eat that croissant, enjoy it, make peace with that choice, and just actually let yourself savor and enjoy and love that croissant in the moment, because you made that decision. You could have chosen to eat something else, but you chose the croissant. So don't let yourself get caught up in guilt and shame and overthinking and feeling bad about eating the croissant, because at the end of the day, it was a decision that you made and you had control over that decision. And I think just making peace with that has helped me so much in fighting that shame and guilt and self-judgment, which was the point number one that I mentioned in this podcast. Number 11, you are only able to access true self-love and true self-acceptance when you're able to make peace with both your light and your shadow. When you're able to integrate your shadow in with your light and integrate all of that into your self-concept. And this is something I talk about so much with my one-on-one coaching clients. All of us have a shadow. All of us have a side of our personality, of our person that we feel we have to hide, because if that side of us shows, or if that side of us is visible, we are going to be unlovable, or we are going to be judged, or we are not going to be liked. And as a result, we brush it away, we push it down. And then when we see those traits in other people, we get triggered. Or when we see that show up within ourselves and we are in that shadow, we might project it and say other people are doing that thing when actually it's you doing it. It comes up in so many different ways when it's just tucked away. But it's so important to realize that you are a work in progress. And I have said this a few times already. You're a work in progress. There are things about you that are not going to be perfect. They're not going to be perfect. And there's just qualities of your personality that exist and that you can work on and you can grow from and you can improve. But you're never going to get to perfection. So you just have to realize that the only way for you to truly love yourself is when you're able to accept that you are imperfect, that you have these quote unquote flaws. And that does not mean that you are not worthy of love, that you are not worthy of attention, or that you are not worthy of success. It's just about being that self-acceptance and choosing to love yourself even if you are not perfect. Choosing to love yourself even if you are not flawless, because you're always going to be working on these things. And just by choosing to work on them actively and being self-aware, you are already doing more than enough. You know, you are taking action towards being the best version of you. And that's just an ongoing journey, because life has challenges and things come up and you're just meeting yourself where you are constantly throughout life. And this is just something I have had to make peace with within myself, is just that I have certain qualities that are going to get triggered at times. You know, there are certain parts of me that I don't love or that I don't feel proud of, but that doesn't mean it's going to be hidden away forever. They're going to pop up sometimes. And it's just about me facing them when they do pop up and choosing to give myself grace and choosing to apologize when I need to, or to forgive myself when I need to, and to just do that constantly throughout my life. Okay, number 12. This is a lesson that I actually learned from my life card in the tarot, which is the 8 card. That's why I have a little infinity / sideways 8 tattooed on my body, because that is a tarot card that means a lot to me, and it's the strength card. And what this card taught me and teaches all of us is that we all have the ability to access inner strength and fortitude and inner calm and persistence, even when there's struggle in our life. Because as I just said, there's gonna be things that happen in life constantly. There's gonna be challenges. And you can endure these obstacles by tapping into your patience, by tapping into persistence, by tapping into grit, and just keeping on going. Keep it going. Don't let yourself stop. Don't let yourself be discouraged. And know within yourself that you have that strength. And something else this card teaches us too is that a lot of the times we have these raw emotions and we have these gut instincts that are really wild, right? Because in this card, there's a lion in the front of the card. So, you know, we have these like raw, like animal instincts almost, where we feel that anger, or we feel like this hatred or rage, and we don't have to act on those raw emotions. And the best thing we can do is to channel those initial responses and those gut instincts more constructively and bringing them into balance for your greater good and for the greater good of everyone else around you. So you can approach situations from a place of love, from a place of compassion, from a place of forgiveness. And when you're able to do that, you're able to tame those really like gut instincts, raw emotions like anger, rage, hatred. You don't have to act on them. You can tame them. You can tame them within yourself. And also there are going to be times when you're going to feel afraid and you're going to feel this like raw emotion of fear, but you can do it, right? You can maybe feel afraid that you're not going to be able to tame those raw emotions, but you can try. You can access that inner strength within you and choose to balance out those emotions for the greater good. And that's such a powerful lesson. I really tap into this constantly. And I turn back to this card and read the message that it shares all of the time. And I love it. Okay, number 13, some cornerstones of good health. And basically, like, good health non-negotiables truly are hydration, sleep, sunshine, fueling your body, and rest. If you are not drinking enough water, if you are sleeping 6 hours or less, if you, or even 7 hours or less, if you are not getting vitamin D from the sun or like going on walks and exposing yourself to natural light, and if you are not learning to give yourself fuel and learn to slow down, you are not going to be at your peak health. Because at the end of the day, I always say this, if your cortisol is not in balance, if your stress is not in balance, everything will be out of whack. So you have to learn how to implement these things. How can you drink more water? How can you add electrolytes in? How can you learn to not work out every single day and still be able to nourish your body without feeling guilt? How can you learn to go to bed a little bit earlier or let yourself sleep in a little bit when you need so that you can get those 8 hours of sleep? And how can you prioritize getting natural light a little bit more in your life? Is it going for a little walk in the middle of the day? Is it laying out in the sun once a week? Is it just taking vitamin D supplements? Like, you can do all of the above. And if you prioritize these things, I'm telling you, this is going to serve you way more than any diet, than any workout program, than any little hack that you see on TikTok. You need to prioritize sleeping, resting, fueling your body, and staying hydrated, because that's what's going to give you literally the best outcomes possible. That's something I've learned, because I have had moments in my life when I was not sleeping enough, or when I was really not drinking any water, or when I was not resting my body at all, and I did not feel like my best self. Like, my skin looked dull, I didn't feel energized, and I'm constantly learning how to prioritize these things, because life is busy and there's things in our life that a lot of the times we prioritize above our self-care, but truly these are, I think they should be non-negotiables. Okay, lesson 14. Try your best to see situations from the other person's perspective. It's so easy for us to get caught up in our own little world, in our own little perspective of things. And it's so important for us to realize that we are all coming from different contexts. We are all living different lives. We all have different families, different backgrounds. And even with our closest friends who we feel more similar to, there are still many differences in the core of who you are because of all of these things. And so it's really important to try your best to put yourself in the other person's shoes as much as you can and take their whole context into mind when you're trying to understand why they did something or why they said something. Because even if you really try your best to see things from the other person's perspective, you will still never fully be able to understand their perspective, because you're not living their life, you're living yours. So you're going to be seeing things from your perspective, even if you're trying to see it from theirs. But that's why making a conscious effort to see it from their perspective is so important, because that way you can practice empathy and you can practice compassion and you can try to be more understanding with people. And not to take things or situations so intensely and so seriously and take things so personally, because a lot of the times nothing is really personal. It's all about the other person. Okay, I'm gonna give you guys a very quick example so that you can understand how I applied this into my life recently. But this is just one example, and this is just for context so you can kind of get a feel for how can you try your best to see it from the other person's perspective. So I have a friend who I invited to my bachelorette trip, and she at first said she was going to go, but she hadn't bought her flights. And as it got closer to the trip, I was like following up with her, seeing if she was going to come. And I could tell that she was feeling a little bit stressed because she just moved to New York recently. She is adapting to a new job, and she's also subletting. So she is probably going to have to move out of her sublet soon. And everything kind of came like a little whirlwind all together for her, where she realized she was going to have to move out and she doesn't know where she's going to move to. And because she's been subletting, she doesn't have any furniture. So she's going to have to figure all of that out. And it's going to be a more financially demanding month for her. At the same time, some people were laid off in her company, and then she got a lot more work put on her plate. So she was feeling overwhelmed with work and didn't really think she was going to be able to take time off because of her work schedule. And she told me she wasn't going to be able to go to the bachelorette trip after all, even though she had told me at first that she was going. And of course, at first, I was a little bummed. I was like, damn, like, I wish she was coming. It would have been so fun. But then, you know, the more that I was able to contextualize everything that was going on in her world, in her little bubble, in her reality, with everything that I just mentioned, the clearer and more obvious it became to me that she did make the most aligned decision for her. And she did stay true to what she needed. And I was able to see it from that perspective and be like, damn, like, if I was in that situation, I would have probably needed to do the same thing. And in just being able to contextualize all of that, it was so much easier for me to be at peace with the fact that she wasn't going to be able to make it, even though I would have loved for her to be there. And so I think trying your best to understand your friends and your loved ones' situations and really putting yourself in their shoes can help so much with your connections. And it's something I have really worked hard to do more and more and more. Even if I'm not able to completely 100% understand where they're at, I can still try my best to do it. Okay, that was a little bit of a longer one, but let's go to the next one. 15, everything starts with your mindset. Change your beliefs and you will change your life. It's not easy, but it's true. And this is something I talk a lot about in inner growth coaching as well, but it all comes down to your mindset. That's what inner growth is. It's deepening your relationship with yourself, your self-talk, your beliefs, and how you see yourself and your life. And if you are caught up in a victim mindset or in blaming things and people or in revenge or in complaining, and you're in that lack mindset, feeling like there's never enough or other people have it better than you and everything's always going wrong, that's not going to serve you. That's not going to take you where you want to go. That's not going to bring about the outcomes you want in your life, the positivity you want in your life, the abundance that you want in your life. And so it starts with changing your mindset. You have to really do the work of observing that negative self-talk when it pops up, observing what are the limiting beliefs that you have, and then trying your best to rewire them. Catch them in the moment, catch the negative self-talk, and then choose a new thought. Talk to yourself differently. Say a new affirmation. Try your best to reframe your perspective of things and create a more optimistic outlook on life, and practice gratitude and try to see the good, because the more that you do that, and as all of those little things start to add up, your mindset will change, your beliefs will change, and as a result, your life will change too. And I can say this from personal experience, the more that I have been able to tap into my optimism and to seeing the best in people and to seeing the best in things and choosing to stay positive, even if there's chaos around, even if there's negative things going on or challenges that I'm experiencing, it has made me so much more resilient, and so much stronger, and I think that has really served me. And so this has been very important for me in my 25 years, for sure. Okay, lesson 16. Self-sabotage is just an indicator that you've hit an upper limit. And I have a full podcast episode about the upper limit problem up on Inner Growth. So if you guys want to go listen to that, I would recommend it. But ultimately, to summarize all of this, is that a lot of the times the reason that you self-sabotage or that you don't act in alignment with your higher self, or you turn to bickering or negative habits or old patterns, it's because you have hit this subconscious limit on how happy, successful, joyful, healthy, abundant you believe you deserve to be. And so if you start to self-sabotage, ask yourself, what am I not letting myself fully receive right now in my life? Is there a level of success? Is there a relationship? Is there a job situation going on that is growing, that is positive? Like, what is positive in your life right now? What is growing and abundant? And are you holding space for all of that and more? And in doing that, you will have to start telling yourself, I deserve good things. Things are always getting better and better, and I deserve better and better things. I am growing and I have space for all this new abundance flowing in, and I deserve this abundance. Affirm to yourself that you deserve the good things in your life and start to enhance that practice of you are deserving, because as you do that, you will prevent self-sabotage from happening as frequently. And this is definitely a Spark Notes version of the upper limit problem. So I would recommend listening to that episode for sure. Okay, 17, you are allowed to take up space. You're allowed to shine brightly. You're allowed to be exactly who you are. And that is just a innate thing that you deserve. And I was recently in Austin for a little trip with Pedro, and I was hanging out with one of his coworkers at a bar, and we were talking, and I was telling her that in my astrology, my north node, which is your destiny point in your birth chart, is in Leo. And so for me, a lot of my journey is about learning to embody more Leo qualities and learning to shine bright and learning to be unapologetically myself and a leader and bold and not being scared of being in the spotlight in some ways. And she was like, wow, that's so awesome, because I totally see that in you. Like, you take up space, like, in a good way, you know, you're not afraid of that. And I took that as such a compliment as well, because it's something I've really worked on doing. I used to be super shy and self-conscious and insecure. And I think in affirming to myself that I deserve to take up space, that has really helped me with my confidence journey, but it has also helped me with not being afraid to ask for what I want, not be afraid to be outspoken, and to not be afraid to just shine to my brightest. So I don't have to dim my light to make other people comfortable, and neither do you. Okay, number 18. Even if you don't see it, you are growing right now. And this is a cornerstone concept of inner growth that I think is so powerful. You know, when we look back at ourselves a few years back, we're able to see how certain things had to happen in a certain way for us to get to where we are now, right? We're able to pinpoint and be like, wow, if that had not happened, then that would not have happened, and then that would not have happened, and then I would not be where I am now. And when we're in the present, we're not able to see that fully, right? Because we're in the moment that it's happening. So if you're going through a situation that feels really confusing or overwhelming or just isn't very fun or is kind of challenging, you're like, why is this happening? Like, this feels so frustrating. But in a couple of years or even in a few months, when you look back, you're going to see that the moment that you're in now was a stepping stone into who you were becoming and who you were being prepared to be. So that is just something I tell myself all the time, is like, even if it doesn't make sense right now, I know everything is happening in a certain way for a reason. And you just have to trust that that's the case. All right, for lesson 19, I wanted to share something that has helped me with my relationship with my body, because as you guys know, my relationship with food and with movement and with my body has been a very big part of my inner growth journey. And I think something I tell myself a lot is that my body is my vessel. My body is what carries me through life. It's what allows my soul to experience a human life. And if it wasn't for my body, I would not be a human. And so when you're able to realize that and realize that your body does so much for you day in, day out to keep you alive, it's so important to be on your body's side and to nourish yourself and to give yourself energy and to, you know, approach movement and approach food and nutrition from genuinely a place of love, because that is a way for you to show love towards your body and for you to show gratitude towards your body for everything that it does do for you, whether that is finding movement that you enjoy or learning to prioritize resting also, and also choosing to leave room for sources of joy and connection through food and sources of nutrients and nourishment and vitamins from food, and just leaving room for all of that you're going to be able to be in that freedom mindset so much more, and you're going to be able to feel way happier and feel just way better in your relationship with your body. And so that has been a very powerful lesson for me, for sure. Okay, number 20. Comparison is a thief of authenticity. Don't compare in isolation. We're all different and living in different moments and contexts. And comparison is something that I have struggled with a lot in my journey. I think a lot of us struggle with this at the same time, and we don't talk about it enough, though I do think people are becoming more open about it. And I think the hardest part is that it's a human thing to compare. And a lot of the times we compare the things in ourselves that we don't really like with those same things in other people. Like, what you would notice in someone else usually first is something you're insecure about. Whether, like, let's say you're insecure about your nose, you might notice everyone else's noses first. Or if you are insecure about your arms, you might notice that in other people first, because you're trying to compare, right? You're like, okay, if this is something I don't like in my body, what is it like in other people's bodies? And most of the time, this is not going to serve you, right? And it's just a natural human thing that we do. But at the same time, I think what has given me a lot of peace is just realizing that everyone comes from a different place. Everyone comes from a different background and is living in a different life moment. So you really cannot compare in isolation, because someone else might be excelling in their career while you're still figuring that part of your life. But maybe they're super lonely and don't have many friends and don't have a partner, but you have that in your life. So there might be things that you have that are super abundant or that you could be super grateful for that person doesn't have. And so it's really not healthy to compare in isolation and to just compare your limitations to someone else who has the things that you don't. Because what my therapist used to always tell me when it came down to comparison is, would you want to trade your entire life for that person's entire life? And probably the answer is no. That's always been no for me when she asks me that question. And so I've really learned to challenge my comparison tendencies and to realize that I can't do everything all the time, and that's okay. I have enough time to achieve everything that I want to, and I can look at people that have something that I think is really cool and just feel inspired by them, and I can let that be an awareness reflected back to me of something that I want. Okay, number 21, slow down, you're doing fine. Everything will happen in time. Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you want to be before your time. I love that song. And I think that song is always just such a good reminder, because I am someone who tries to do everything all the time, all at once, and I tend to overwhelm myself because I'm ambitious. I have a lot of goals. I have a lot of dreams. But I've had to just acknowledge that I do have time and that I will be able to achieve all of the things that I want to in their own timing. And there are going to be certain phases of my life where certain things are going to be a priority and other things are not going to be as much of a priority. And that does not mean that they cannot become a priority in the future. It just means that they are not a priority right now. And just to give you guys an example, this year I'm planning my wedding, and planning a wedding is like having a second job, because you are constantly in conversation with a million suppliers and you're having to coordinate every single little detail, and it's a huge event and you're inviting people, so you have to keep track of their RSVPs. And then there's also like the bridal things, like outfits and the bridesmaids and different events, if you want to do like a bridal shower, and what's going to be the itinerary of the event. And it takes up a lot of time. And so going into this year, I kind of told myself, like, until the wedding is done, I am just going to be in maintenance mode with everything else that I do, instead of putting pressure on myself to always be doing more and more and more and more and more in every single little area of my life. So I still have goals. I still have things I want to achieve, for example, in my career, in my fitness journey, and things like that. But I just have had to give myself that grace, because if I put pressure on myself to be achieving my perfect fitness and hitting every single career goal that I have and being perfect in every little area of life and doing everything right now, I'm just going to burn out. That's the only thing that I'm going to accomplish. And so I've just had to affirm to myself, like, I have time. Everything will happen in their own timing and one thing at a time. And by doing that too, I've been able to allow the wedding planning process to be really special and just to put a little bit less pressure on myself. So if you're someone who struggles a little bit with putting too much on your plate, being that like overachiever, overdoer type A person, this is a lesson for you. Not as much if you're someone who's trying to activate more ambition in your life, but I do think that for the most part, most people put a lot of pressure on themselves to be perfect and to do everything all at once. So just remember that you have enough time to achieve everything you want in this lifetime. Next lesson, 22, choose the people you surround yourself with wisely. I have had phases in my life where I was not very intentional with the people I surrounded myself with because I was not very self-aware and I was not in a moment where I cared that much about that because I felt lonely and I just wanted to have friends and all of that. But I truly believe that quality is way more important than quantity when it comes to your relationships because it's so much more nourishing and growth oriented for you to be surrounded by true authentic relationships than by fake superficial ones. And many of those, you know, so really, I think, ask yourself, who do you want to be? And what are qualities that you admire in people and that you want to have in your relationships, in your friendships, and focus on that and be super intentional about who you surround yourself with, because the people you surround yourself with have a very, very strong impact in who you end up becoming. 23, if you're good at things you don't even like, imagine how good you'd be at the things you love. There are so many of us that feel so much fear about going after our dreams. And if in this comfort zone that you are in, you are already pretty good at those things, imagine how good you would be if you chose to do something you loved. And this is something that I remind myself all of the time when I'm trying to take some type of career risk or I'm trying to hit a goal that I have never pursued before. And it's so important to remember this. And I think this played a huge role in my life when I was deciding to go full on in content creation and coaching and podcasting and YouTube and working with brands that I love and doing what I do now because I was in corporate roles that I was good at. You know, I am a hardworking person. And when I do something, I want to do it well. And when I was doing those things, I was doing well. I was performing. I was hitting goals. But it wasn't filling up my soul. And so looking back, I'm like, if I was good at those things that I didn't fully feel lit up by, it was only inevitable that I would be good at the things that I love. As long as I apply the same level of grit and hard work and confidence and persistence and commitment, that is inevitable. My success would be inevitable. So if you're someone who gets in your own way and doesn't pursue your dreams because of this, let this be a lesson you take away. Okay, we're almost there. 24, abundance is all around and within us. I've mentioned this or teased this in a few of the other lessons, but it's so easy to get caught up in like what's not working and feeling upset about things and, oh, that person has that and why don't I? It's so easy to fall to lack. And I do think society in a lot of ways is set up to make us feel lack, right? That's why like we are consumers and that's why we buy things and that's why we are always seeking to improve ourselves. But at the same time, there is so much abundance around. And I learned this after I did this abundance meditation challenge from Deepak Chopra in the very, very beginning of my self-growth journey in 2020. And I think that meditation challenge really transformed my life because throughout the challenge, every single day when you're doing the meditations, he will teach you a different little concept about abundance. And, you know, he'll be like, okay, go on a walk and notice how many leaves are on the trees. Notice how many birds are flying around. Notice how many strands of hair you have in your head. Notice all of the cells that are making up your skin. Pay attention to the food in your fridge or the experiences you access and little bits of positivity around you, and you will start to realize that you are already abundant. And abundance is not just about money. Abundance is not just having a lot of money. Abundance is feeling and tapping into this energy of there is so much goodness in my life. And this is one of the biggest manifestation hacks in the world, is just really learning to take stock of all the good things around. And number 25, the last lesson I will be sharing today, is you don't have to agree with everyone, and everyone does not have to agree with you. It's okay to have different opinions, and it's important to leave space for that. And I am someone, I think it's the Aries in me, that I want people to agree with me. And so I have wasted so much time and spent so much time trying to convince people of seeing things in the exact same way as me. And for a very long time, having conversations with certain people was hard for me because I was not able to understand the fact that it's okay for us to have differing opinions. And it's actually really interesting to see that and hold space for that, because then you're able to see things from different perspectives and you're able to learn from people around you. So I think that is so important, and it's something that has helped me a ton. And I would encourage you to do this a little bit more if you're someone who's a little bit stubborn or fixed in your opinions, or who's always trying to convince everyone about how your opinion is the right one. This is something I've worked on a lot, and I have really poured a lot of effort into just being able to accept that we're all different and it's okay. And it can be really interesting if you do hold space for other people's opinions, because you might learn something new and you might understand that other people have different realities they live in a little bit better. And that is it, you guys. Those are 25 things that I have learned in 25 years of life. Of course, there is more. There are way more things that I could not fit into one list, but hopefully these left you inspired or taught you something new or resonated with you. So I would love to hear from you if you have a specific takeaway that you enjoyed a lot, or if one specific point I shared really hit close to home. It would be so cool if you guys left it in the comments on the YouTube video and just let me know what you learned or what you resonated with. That would be a great little birthday gift for me. And another great little birthday gift you could give me is hitting subscribe on YouTube. I am really focusing on growing Inner Grove on YouTube as a platform, and that is a goal that I really want to grow and focus on. And as I said, I'm aware that this year is my wedding planning year, so I'm also giving myself grace, but it is something that I do plan on pouring more into with time and as we move along. And it's so cool that I've had this podcast already for 3 years, and to just have seen all the ups and downs that it has gone through and everything that it has brought into my life, whether that's community, meeting really cool people, having interesting conversations, connecting with you guys, learning how to be a better communicator, learning how to express myself and my ideas, and it's just been so awesome. So thank you guys for being a part of my life. I'm so excited to see what 25 brings. I think it's going to be so amazing and just a really special year. So I hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day. Don't forget to water yourself until we chat next week. And I love you all so much. Mwah.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.